you need to be already up and running. It can't just be an idea. You need to be able to tell us a bit about what the social impact is that you make. So you need to be able to say how many people are using it. How do you know that it makes a difference? We believe that you need to be at the heart of the social and economic fabric of your community. And you need to have some kind of an innovative approach to what you're doing. So we're thinking, I mean, the examples we're most familiar with in rural Ireland would be both in the area of tourism services and also social services. So if I took an example, for example, of CareBright, based down in Limerick, working in Limerick, North Kerry and Cork, they're providing elder care to older people in their community and providing sustainable jobs to people in their community providing that care. And their customers include both the HSC, but also families who might hire them to provide services to family members. So that would be one example. Equally, it could be providing tourism services. So, I mean, there, you know, maybe it's walking trails, maybe it's mountain biking trails, maybe it's local tours, whatever. There's lots of different tourism services being developed in rural Ireland. It could be ecotourism or it could be something else. But if you're doing something that places you at the economic and social fabric of the community, it's a bit innovative. If you're already doing it and you can tell us about it in terms of numbers and data. And I suppose at the end of the day, you also have to want to grow. So these are growth grants, and we're interested in finding those innovative models and spreading them around the country. So if you're based in South Roscommon, you need to be willing to cross that county line to Leitrim or Donegal or Sligo or wherever that might be. And ideally, you might want to spread it all around the country. So it is very much focused on growing those sustainable models in order to meet the needs of rural Ireland.
And I believe it could also include projects involving childcare, home help, recycling?
That's right. So, I mean, we're very open-minded about what the social enterprise might be focused on, but it needs to be meeting a local need. It needs to have some kind of trading revenues that provide the possibility of sustainability, even if maybe you're not exactly at that point right now, and you need to be willing to grow it and spread it around the country.